I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. As Congress and Montana lawmakers consider bills to address the high rates of missing and murdered Native American women and girls, people in Indian Country have a question for the law enforcement officers and government officials tasked with protecting them.
What can we do as individuals, as community members? What should I be looking for? How can I better protect myself so I don't become a victim? So my other nieces are safe.
Naomi Robinson posed this question at the first meeting of a new work group on the Flathead Reservation that's forming to find local solutions to what's being called a national epidemic. In January, the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Council passed a resolution to create and help fund the work group to develop a missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls action plan, coordinate grassroots efforts, and work with other tribes. Jamie Plouffe is a policy analyst for the tribes, spearheading the group's formation.
And so those are the kind of things that we hope that this work group will do, to come up with these ideas and then come up with a plan to present to council.
Wednesday's meeting in Ronan was the first of three community meetings Plouffe is holding to gather volunteers and brainstorm solutions. Councilwoman Carol Lankford suggested posting a protocol on the tribe's website outlining who to contact and what to do when a person is believed to be missing.
If you've never had a missing person, you don't have a clue.
Tribal Police Chief Craig Couture said it's vital for families to report missing persons to law enforcement in the area where the person was last known to be, and that the family come to the station in person to sign forms so that he can add them to the National Crime Information Center's Missing Persons database.
I would rather have you call every time and it turn out to be false than to wait an extra 24 hours and think, if I only would have called sooner.
Couture acknowledges that tribal police on the Flathead Reservation have resources some other tribes in Montana don't, like access to that federal database, and they don't have to rely as much on federal law enforcement agencies. He also says his force is made up entirely of tribal members. He says that makes a difference.
So when they come to work here, they know their history. They know their ancestors' history. They know who the chiefs were. They know what's vested in them. They understand how important it is for them to not let down not only their families, but their entire tribe. So I think they bring that to work with them every day.
Valenda Morijo, whose 23-year-old niece, Jermaine Charlot, has been missing from Dixon since June of 2018, fired off a list of precautionary measures she says is her new normal.
When you go to your car, look underneath your car, always take a glance in the back seat. Don't be playing on your cell phones when you're walking to your car because you're a prime target.
Morijo suggested more opportunities for self-defense courses and to train employees at the tribe and its corporations, including Quetoknook Resort and Casino and Rising Wolf Casino, to identify human trafficking, which Police Chief Couture says often goes hand in hand with the drug rings that target reservations. By the end of the evening, policy analyst Jamie Plouffe had a list of proposals she plans to bring back to Tribal Council by the end of the month.
We're going to do education in the schools. We're going to have an event to raise awareness. We're going to raise money to get a billboard in Pablo. We're going to, have this fundraising event. Self-defense classes for the young women that, like you said, be aware of your surroundings, keep track of your kids, because I really think a lot of people don't realize that it is right here.
As the Flathead tribes identify local solutions, they're also backing state and federal legislation aimed at easing coordination among tribal, state, and federal law enforcement agencies and requiring faster reporting for missing children. Montana lawmakers are considering two bills to do that. Montana Senators Democrat John Tester and Republican Steve Daines are co-sponsoring another recently introduced federal bill that would commission a review of how federal agencies respond to reports of missing and murdered Native American people and recommend solutions based on their findings. The Canadian government is wrapping up a similar inquiry this spring. Plouffe will host two more meetings to plan the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls Work Group, one on Wednesday, February 13th in Elmo, and another the following Wednesday, February 20th in Arlee. More details are on our website, mtpr.org. In Ronan, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.